This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Another sad milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The United States now has more than 3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases. Data collected by Johns Hopkins University reflected the milestone Wednesday. Nearly 12 million people around the world have been infected. The number of deaths in the U.S. from the new virus stands at more than 131,000. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut off funding to schools that do not open in the fall. It is not clear what specific federal aid the president is considering. Via Twitter, he also criticized a federal health agency's guidelines for reopening schools as, quote, very tough and expensive, end quote. President Trump took aim at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the nation's health protection agency, whose director sits on the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The White House did not elaborate on which CDC guidelines the president took issue with. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence said it was, quote, absolutely essential, end quote, for kids to return to school in the fall. The vice president said during a press briefing for the coronavirus task force, many children from impoverished families rely on schools for midday lunches for essential nutrition, along with after-school programs. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says it's not a matter of if, but how, end quote, schools should be reopened. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador is at the White House for meetings with his U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump. The meetings come just days after a new trade deal among the two countries and Canada went into effect. Lopez Obrador said Tuesday immigration policy will not be coming up in his meetings with the American president and that talks will be focused on the trade deal. From Washington, this is VOA News.